What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rob, did you know that today is Adam Sandler's birthday? What is your favorite Adam Sandler movie? While I give you some time to think about it, mine is Big Daddy. I would say Big Daddy 1, Waterboy 2 is how I would rank it. What's your favorite Adam Sandler movie?
Waterboy 2 is crazy to me. I think everyone likes Waterboy more than I do. I thought it was just okay. Does it have to be a comedy? Because I think the answer is...
It can be whatever movie is your favorite.
It's either Uncut Gems or Hustle. I think those are the movies he was the best in.
I didn't ask you. What's your favorite Adam Sandler? You're telling me that right now your wife comes home and says, I want to watch an Adam Sandler movie.
I would put Hustle on.
You're telling her, let's watch Uncut Gems.
I would watch Hustle.
Okay.
Hustle's incredible. And then
I shouldn't have asked you this question. I regret taking this detour to find out that that's the Adam Sandler movie of your choice. I regret this decision.
It's probably then Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore. Those are the three.
Adam Sandler is 59 years old today, if you were wondering how old Adam Sandler is. Happy birthday to Adam Sandler. Uncut Gems?
Uncut Gems is incredible.
How many times have you seen that? I've seen that movie one time. I don't think I will ever watch it again.
It's way better for multiple watches because you don't have the anxiety anymore.
Do you think I should watch Uncut Gems again?
I think you should watch Uncut Gems again. Okay. You should watch Uncut Gems again before you watch Big Daddy, before you watch Waterboy.
I love Waterboy. That's just a funny movie. He ran into a laundry list of problems.
We're down the path. What's your underrated movie from him?
Grown Ups. I think the first Grown Ups is very funny.
The answer is Mr. Deeds. Mr. Deeds.
Let's move on.
Slept on.
I don't want to talk to
Mr.
you about
Deeds
this anymore.
Is slept
I
on.
Really don't. I've don't. Made a terrible decision. Somebody
Mr.
right
Deeds
now.
Is slept
somebody
on.
Turned the radio off because we weren't talking sports. And at least for the people that stayed through it, they didn't deserve an Uncut Gems and Mr. Deeds segment from you. That was a miss. You were the Hollywood Brown of that segment. That's what you were. You were Hollywood. I thought you were going to be Xavier Worthy. I thought you were going to be Rashee Rice. You were neither of those things.
Throw
you were Jason Brownlee. I threw you a fade route on four.
Throw it to me 15 more times. I'll make some plays.
Terrible, terrible, terrible decision. Adam Schefter was on the Pat McAfee show earlier today. He says that the Dolphins are not yet ready to make a move on Tyreek Hill.
I don't know about him going to the Chiefs, and I don't think the Dolphins are thinking of trading Tyreek Hill now. But if the season continues to go this way, obviously you'd have to think that all options will be on the table at that point in time. They're trying to turn things around. It's one game on the road in Indianapolis against a Colts team that hadn't won an opener in almost 4,400 days that came in inspired with Jim Irsay being inducted into the Ring of Honor. I'm just up 4,400 days, Pat. But yeah. The Colts came out with the fury of 4,400 days of non-opening day wins behind them, and they laid out the Dolphins. But the Dolphins still think they have a good team.
So that was Adam Schefter earlier today on the Pat McAfee show. He believes that the Dolphins are not ready to make a move. Dominic Faxworth, he was on Get Up earlier. He believes that the Chiefs should go out and make a move to go get Tyreek Hill.
We got to get some help down there for Patrick Mahomes. They might need to call Tyreek and make
Ooh,
that trade.
Oh.
These are some situations where Mahomes, of course, there's some pressure, but the deep threat is going to predicate the strength of this offense and most offenses in football. And you watch this game, when you watch the All-22, the Chargers were sitting on routes, just letting Hollywood Brown run up on their chest before they would even turn. And then he's throwing deep balls that no one is getting open. This guy is frustrated there, too. It's worth a chance for both teams to get a little bit of a fresh start.
There is no doubt in my mind that Tyreek Hill will be traded before the NFL trade deadline. I think we are simply passing time. No one makes trades in early September. We all wait a little bit. I don't think the Dolphins are going to be good. I also think the problem that they have with Tyreek Hill will only get bigger and bigger and bigger. I don't think it's going away. So that's one and two. This is the thing to me that I think is worth talking about now, because nothing's going to happen. It's just Tuesday after a Chiefs loss. There's a major, major difference in, I think, bringing Tyreek Hill back as opposed to bringing back Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt was seen on video kicking a woman. He also lied about his involvement in the interaction. He has always shown great remorse, and I believe he has taken the steps for redemption. If you believe in second chances, I don't know if there is a person who is shown more worthy of receiving that second chance than Kareem Hunt. You saw him on The Kingdom, showed great remorse. He didn't have any issues in Cleveland. Seems to be a great teammate. The team has really embraced him. You felt happy to see Kareem Hunt come back, to get an opportunity to go to a Super Bowl, to contribute to a team that won the AFC. There was a nice, beautiful character arc, story arc, a redemption story for Kareem Hunt. I think he earned it. I think he deserved it by his actions, how he conducted himself. Does anybody feel that way about Tyreek Hill? Tyreek Hill is currently involved in another legal issue. Now, I don't know all the backstory, but it's the usual Tyreek Hill story. He has an issue with the woman. Woman says that Tyreek Hill put his hands on her. Now they have some legal dispute about it. So I don't know if it happened or didn't happen, but this is not the first time that we have been at this place with Tyreek Hill where woman says that Tyreek Hill was abusive towards her. We're not on second chance with Tyreek Hill. We're on our 11th chance when it's come to Tyreek Hill. We got examples that Tyreek Hill allegedly, it don't matter if it's male or female, if you upset Tyreek Hill, you might get smacked. We had the same incident right after he got the big contract. There was some dispute about the boat, and Tyreek was supposed to park here or not supposed to park here, and he ended up smacking the guy. We saw the video. He ended up smacking the guy. It ain't like this person, his ex-wife, is the first person to say, Tyreek got mad and got physical and put his hands on me. Is that the person worthy of a second chance, of a redemption, of coming back? If there's one thing that we learn from The Kingdom, is I think that Andy really embraces that, as most people should. We all make mistakes. We all fall short. You should get an opportunity to redeem yourself. You should get an opportunity to atone for your mistake. But you got to prove worthy of it. You got to prove that you are making the steps in the right direction to change the course of your actions. Has anybody gotten that sense from Tyreek Hill? Now, it's not my place to judge, but I am saying, you don't got to convince me of that. You got to convince them of that. You got to convince Andy. You got to convince Brett Veach. You got to convince Clark Hunt. And I just don't know how, based on what we do know about Tyreek, and I'm not even thinking we know everything. We probably know 5% of it. There's probably a whole lot more we don't know about. If there is any organization that knows the character of who they could potentially be bringing back into their locker room, it's them. There's no organization that knows Tyreek better than they do. So if he's really available and the Chiefs say no, given their wide receiver issues, that's really telling to me. Someone will take a chance on his talent, because I still think he's better, one of the better wide receivers in the league. I still think there's a lot of juice there. I still think he can help you. But you do have to be very mindful about where you bring him into. It needs to have strong head coach, strong organization, strong quarterback, checks and balances, because I don't think that the Dolphins can handle him. I remember there was this quote about Marcus Peters, and I forgot who said it. Maybe it was Danan, where it
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Was a wolf can only teach a wolf. Something of that regards. And the point was, hey, Bob Sutton doesn't have the personality to handle Marcus Peters. Like, if you're going to have to coach and relate to and get through to Marcus Peters, you got to have a completely different demeanor than the one that we knew Bob Sutton had. If you're going to coach and teach Tyreek Hill, I think you just need a different energy and attitude than the one I think Mike McDaniel and Tua has. I don't think either one of them are wolves. So you have that person in your locker room. That person is unhappy. That person's not putting up the numbers that they used to. That person is also not a part of the team success that they've had. That's all Tyreek knew before he came to your team. Competing in the playoff games, being all pro, winning Super Bowls, going to Super Bowls, being one of the – that's all he's used to. Now you're on a below 500 getting blown out by the Indianapolis Colts in week one. That is usually when you start to have problems with your wide receiver, and that's where the Dolphins currently find themselves.
I think with the off-the-field stuff with Tyreek Hill, I think it is fair to ask if there is the juice is worth the squeeze. Because I remember I was on a different radio station, but I was in town when the Chiefs used a fifth-round pick on Tyreek Hill. He came out of West Alabama, and the story was he had the problems at Oklahoma State. And there was, albeit a small group of fan sentiment that was like, why would you voluntarily bring that person into our community? He then, in the first stint of his first contract, did a pretty good job of keeping his nose clean in Kansas City. Then some issues bubbled up, and then the contract issues bubble up, and they sent him packing. Since getting to Miami, we now know of more off-the-field issues. Maybe not new, but more. If you're Brett Veach and co, are you going to sign up to welcome him back, not just into your locker room, but into your community, knowing that he trash-talked your team and your fan base when he left, and he is not exactly, you know, squeaky clean off the field? It is fair if you're Brett Veach right now and you're thinking about a Tyreek Hill trade, that maybe one of the largest things you have to consider, not contract, not compensation, not talent, is his off the field, because it is not exactly, you know, perfection. It's not rainbows and unicorns. And I wonder if Brett Veach can sign up Kansas City and his locker room for all that potential issue again.
I think the only, I guess, four or five people that need to be convinced of this. Because, honestly, I don't think the Chiefs care if I like it or if you like it. Like, I just don't think that's how they operate. I think it really comes down to five people. And I would say, most importantly, it comes down to Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce. The Chiefs have been using this Last Dance analogy, so let's take it the rest of the way. You remember there was a scene in the Last Dance documentary where they talk about the possible addition of Dennis Rodman. And if you remember, the Bulls and the Pistons had a lot of wars back then. Scottie Pippen was not a big fan of Dennis Rodman. They had a lot of wars going to NBA Finals and competing for it. Well, they went to Pippen. They went to Jordan. Hey, what do you think about we bringing this guy? Yeah, we need him. We know we can control him. He's the best rebounder in the league. Go get him. All right. Hey, it's your responsibility. Mike, Scotty, it's your responsibility to keep him in line. They did that. It worked. It really comes down to, do Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce want him around? And if Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes want him around, then he has a good chance of being around. I think it's obvious they still wanted Kareem Hunt around. I think it's clear that the relationship between Patrick Mahomes and Kareem Hunt, it never ended. He was at his wedding. They've stayed in communication. They've been friends. They text. They talk. I think it is obvious that they still had a relationship with one another. So when the opportunity came and your boss comes to you, your coach, the business people come to you, what do you think? You give him, yeah, of course, go get him. We want him here. We love him. We embrace him. He's going to easily fit into our locker room. I don't know if that's the case for Tyreek Hill. It could be. It could not be. I mean, he said a lot of stuff publicly. It wasn't like he left and was quiet about it. Some guys leave just for the money. I mean, that's not how Micah Parsons has been. Micah Parsons left the Cowboys, got a new contract. You haven't heard him every day on the news talking about how bad it was to play for the Dallas Cowboys. It's been a, man, I wanted things to work. Me and Jerry couldn't get on the same page. I'm happy to be a Green Bay Packer. That is not at all how Tyreek Hill left Kansas City.
I mean, it's nothing weird. You know, at first I thought it was going to be something crazy, the ball going all over the place, but Tua actually has, you know, probably one of the prettiest balls I've ever caught in my life. So it's very catchable. Tua is a very accurate quarterback. That's all I'm gonna say.
I mean, he called him the most accurate quarterback we had ever seen in clips. He had his agent talking about how they didn't use him properly and going on radio interviews. Like, you guys remember, Tyreek said a whole lot. I mean, you guys are mad at Tony Gonzalez for way less than what Tyreek Hill has said since leaving. Way less. Tony Gonzalez said that one quote offhand. Some of you will never let him live it down. Tyreek went on a 3-month podcast tour and talked about how unhappy he was playing for the Chiefs and how much better it was to go play for the Miami Dolphins. At least the Falcons got Tony Gonzalez to an NFC championship game. Tyreek ain't won a playoff game since he left Kansas City. So I am open to the possibility. That's what I'll say. I'm open to the possibility. I don't want to slam the door on it. I don't want to slam the door. Let's see. He's not being traded anytime soon. I think we all can agree there. They're not trading Tyreek Hill in week 2 of the NFL season. They might trade him in week 7, week 8 of the NFL season, especially if the Dolphins are the team that I think they're going to be. I think the Dolphins are going to pick in the top 5. The Dolphins seem ripe for a regime change and hard reset. They've given out a lot of money in contracts these last couple of years. Those contracts have not really worked out how they want it to. This feels like a new head coach, trade older pieces, and start over on the fly. We go try to get Garrett Nussmeier. We go try to get our starting quarterback. We start fresh. We start new, and we start over. They have that energy written all over them. We're off a little bit early today because of the Royals. Before we get out of here, before I sign off, I want to play a little bit of audio for you guys in case you missed it. I had Rob put an ear to Baltimore sports talk just because I wanted to hear what they were saying after they lost. I mean, you guys saw Sunday Night Football. When you got a 15-point lead with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter on the road against a hated conference rival, you got to figure out a way to win. That is not what happened on Sunday for the Baltimore Ravens.
Hey, guys, if you could just give me like 20 seconds to vent real quick.
Go for it.
I just wanted to talk about a few players. Roquan Smith, fraud, all bark, no bite, all fraud, absolute fraud. And he's still slow on the field. He's digressed since PQ left. He misses PQ more than PQ misses him. John Harbaugh, fraud, speaks in parables every single year. Parables, parables, parables. The team wins despite him. Zach Orr, unequipped, unexperienced. Fraud. No time for learning on a job while you're chasing a Lombardi. And the positivities, I wanted to say shout out to the left side of the O-line. Yeah. Voorhees and Stanley and Linderbaum played their ass off. The right side of the line struggled. Lamar Henry Zay, Kyle Hamilton, Teddy B, and Travis Jones. They seemed like the only players that was playing on that defense last night. Marlon Humphrey, where was he? Mark Andrews, where was he? Odafi Owe, where was he? Nowhere to be found. Jair Alexander, terrible game. Chidobe Awuzie played well. Nate Wiggins played well. Mm-hmm. The rest of them, terrible. Absolutely terrible. John Harbaugh's got to go. He's got to go. The talent on this team in the last 5 years with Lamar Jackson should be a 3-time MVP.
I want to play one more cut for you guys from Baltimore Sports Talk. They're not happy. Understandable. When you blow a lead like that on Sunday Night Football, I understand the frustration.
When Mark Turgeon was going through the 10 years, there was a point there where, I know this is crazy to what I'm about to say, Ken, but I actually felt it was my responsibility to root against the Terps just because I couldn't take it anymore.
I know that feeling.
I'm at the point now where I don't know what I want anymore because I'm watching the same game. No killer instinct. They can't finish. They can't finish halves. They can't finish games. They can't play from behind usually. They can't play from ahead. The clock management's atrocious. They're undisciplined. I didn't want John Harbaugh extended. I was done. Sure, Lee Evans and Billy Cundiff get the blame, but when Bolden fumbled the ball out of bounds, I had a timeout there, Ken. I wanted to settle them down. I would have had two Super Bowl championships. But the bottom line is I don't know how to fix it. I think the only way to fix it is after this season, Bisciotti will finally understand that this needed to be done a long time ago. All I'm saying to you is last night was an embarrassment. But I'm actually not upset that because now people are the numbers are coming out and people get to see what I've been saying for the past decade. But I love you guys.
Amen. The people in Baltimore are telling me that John Harbaugh is at the flea market selling fake Gucci bags. That's what the people in Baltimore are telling me. The people in Baltimore are telling me that he is an elite crypto scammer. That's what he's telling me.
He yelled fraud. Fraud.
Yeah, he's a fraud. It's not good. Anytime people are calling the sports talk shows, calling you a fraud, something went terribly wrong. And it did. Something absolutely went terribly wrong for the Baltimore Ravens. Good luck to them. Who do they have this week? Who do the Ravens play this week? I have not looked ahead to their schedule.
That's a great question. I don't know who the Ravens play this week.
Okay, well, let me know when you know. The text line, you know they know. Text line's real good with this quick information. I do not know who the Ravens play this week.
Oh, they put the Browns.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, there is no better remedy to get right than...
If you lose the Browns, I will be joining Baltimore Sports Talk and yelling, fraud.
Yeah, well, there's no better remedy on getting right than having Joe Flacco come up on the schedule. I mean, you'll win that one. You'll win that one for sure.
Oh, we'll bring this bit back next week if they lose the Browns and Joe Flacco.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. Because then they got the Lions and the Chiefs in back-to-back weeks. So I'm going to start talking if the Ravens are going to make the playoffs if they end up losing that game to the Cleveland Browns.
Can you imagine losing at home to Joe Flacco? That's going to break their spirit.
No, for sure. It is absolutely going to break their spirit. We're off a little bit early today because of the Royals. We were not joined by Patrick Mahomes today. He's going to join us tomorrow. So if you were looking for Patrick Mahomes today, I just want to tell you that schedule just didn't really line up for him to come on the show, but he will be on the show tomorrow at his normal time. Really excited to catch up with the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. Rob, before we get out of here, I want to continue to pass this message. If I have to be the conductor of this bandwagon, I will be the conductor of this bandwagon. Please give Isaiah Pacheco more carries. Please give Isaiah Pacheco more carries. You gave him 5 carries in week 1. You gave him 3 carries in the Super Bowl. Please give Isaiah Pacheco more carries. Please try to get explosiveness back in the run game. Please be more balanced offensively. That is my plea. That is my plea. I appreciate you guys listening and making me a part of your Tuesday. We will be back tomorrow with Patrick Mahomes. Take care of yourself. It's The Drive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.